Joseph was like him. Now let's continue the story in the land of Canaan, where Joseph came from. The famine got really severe in Canaan as well. And so now Jacob, Israel, changed names. Jacob now had heard that there was food in Egypt. So he sent all the brothers down to Egypt to buy food, except for Benjamin, who was Joseph's younger brother. And they came before Pharaoh. And guess what? He recognized them. Now, they didn't recognize him, but he recognized them. I mean, he really looked different. They hadn't seen him in a few years, and he had probably this headdress with a on it, you know, chains around, and, you know, he was a man now. He wasn't a boy anymore. They did not recognize him. And so they went through this whole thing that, you know, he said they were spies, and they told him, oh, you know, we have another brother and a father in Canaan, and our other brother's dead. And so Joseph said, put them in prison. Put them in prison for 3 days. And then he let them out, and he said, go back and bring me your younger brother. I won't give you any more grain until you bring him back. So he sent them back. And so Jacob was heartbroken. I can't send Benjamin. He's the only son I have left from Rebekah. How can I do this? And finally, the famine got so severe that he had to send them back. And he sent Benjamin with them. And when he saw Benjamin, he said, is this your younger brother? Because it had been a long time. And he went into his chambers and wept bitterly because he was just so incredibly overcome with emotion when he saw his younger brother. So he had them eat with him. And they thought, gee, this is really strange, because he had them all sit in order of their age. And he gave Benjamin a double portion. Interesting. Ha! But he sat at another table. So when it was time to go back, he said, I want you to leave Benjamin with me. And oh, they couldn't do this. They begged him, no, we can't do that. So he sent them back, but he put his silver cup in Benjamin's sack. And so they headed out, and then he sent his servants to check. And sure enough, there was the cup in Benjamin's sack. And so they're begging him, please. And they're saying one to another, they don't know he can understand them, okay? Because he's talking Egyptian, they're talking Hebrew. And so they're talking and saying, oh, it's because of what we've done to our older brother that all this, you know, misfortune is happening. So now the guilt starts coming on them, right? The shame, the guilt, you know, they've never gotten rid of it. All these years, that's been festering in there and brewing. Anyway, long story short, they ended up bringing Joseph back to the land of Egypt. And he then told them who he was. And it was just an incredible, incredible homecoming.